This is Steve Knopfsinger for KFRM, and I'm here with Corey Rosenbusch. He's the president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute. Corey, it's good to get a chance to chat with you today after a long day already. Yeah. But
no, you too. Thanks, Steve, for the visit.
Yeah. Could you give us kind of an overview of the Fertilizer Institute and what all you do?
Absolutely. We are the trade association based in Washington, D.C. We advocate on behalf of the fertilizer industry, and our member companies are manufacturers of fertilizers, wholesalers, distributors, importers, and of course all of the ag retail as well, providing those inputs to the growers.
So you say an advocate for the whole industry then?
Yes. So we do all federal lobbying, policy work, but also we have a lot of market intelligence services we provide to our membership. We're probably best known for the four R's, which is the four R's of nutrient stewardship, of ensuring that all fertilizers applied at the right source, rate, time, and place, making sure, you know, farmers don't lose any of that expensive input to the environment.
Well, that sounds good. And as far as this past year, how things are going forward, what are you seeing and maybe even projecting over the next few months?
Yeah, I mean, from a fertilizer market standpoint, obviously we're kind of settled down a bit from the crazy volatility that we saw the last few years. I think from 2022 to now, we're seeing, you know, fertilizer, I mean, generally speaking, down about 50% from where those prices were at a high. And for at least nitrogen and potash, we're below our 10-year average right now. So farmers should be fairly happy that, you know, they're not hitting record high prices and they're below that average. But at the same time, we recognize the farm economy in general is not great right now. And so, like general supply and demand, that kind of drives what happens with the fertilizer market. So we need farmers to be successful as well. So that's kind of a preview of where we've been. You know, I think expectation going forward, we had terrific crop yields. It seemed to be a really strong harvest this year. So that means a lot of nutrient depletion from the soil. So strong fall and spring application to return those nutrients to the ground. I don't know that anybody feels we're going to come out of this current cycle, though, when it comes to commodity prices for at least a couple of years. So I think you'll continue to see kind of that place that we are today going forward.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, obviously, being policy-oriented, we're very interested in how a new administration and a new Congress will affect fertilizer. I think the good news is that we're probably going to see less regulatory challenges. We were talking earlier today, I mean, the current EPA was looking at some risk assessments that could potentially ban the use of urea. I mean, that would be absolutely absurd. I think we may end up dodging a bullet such as that. But there's, you know, the fear of tariffs. And if we put a tariff on all imported fertilizer, that could have quite a supply chain shock as well. So we will all see what happens in January.
Yeah, we're all interested to see. Well, thanks, Corey, for sharing that with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
As Corey Rosenbusch, President and CEO for the Fertilizer Institute.